Continuing coverage of Norwalk High School basketball on KNIA 3, The Stream. We're joined now by Norwalk girls head coach Joe Sigrist following his team's big win tonight, 66-31 over Oskaloosa. Coach, it was a little bit of a slow start on offense against that tough zone defense for Oski. Eventually, you got it going and end up with 12 threes on the night.
Yeah, I like the way we came out in the second half. Made a few adjustments and attacked the zone a little bit better. They did. We knew they were going to come out in a 2-3 zone, or thought they were, and they did a good job early being active in it. But I think as the game went on, we kind of started playing our pace a little bit, and that helped us against the zone as well.
Talk about those adjustments a little bit, because it looked like you did a little bit better job of setting some screens up high and being aggressive off the dribble and then finding the open player.
Yeah, in the first half, I just thought we were just passing it around the perimeter, not looking inside, so we made some adjustments where we, you know, went with a horn set, dove someone into the paint, went with a triple set where we brought Braylon into the paint. We needed those inside-out threes, you know. Those are our highest percentage three-point shots, and I thought in the second half when we made those adjustments, we knocked down a lot more of those.
Well, Peyton Travis and Grace Linder ended up knocking down seven of them, most of those in the second half. Had to be good seeing those girls off the bench tonight get a little bit warmed up from the arc.
Yeah, I loved our bench production. We fought a little foul trouble tonight, so we're going to need our bench to go in, be confident, play defense, and knock down shots. And I thought we did a really good job, got great production out of, like you said, Grace and Peyton and Avery defensively. Ellie comes in and does a great job defensively. So our bench was big for us tonight. Came in and got big rebounds and hit some big shots for us.
And then defensively, really pretty outstanding throughout the game with your full court pressure. Forced them into a lot of travels, a lot of errant passes, sped them up. That was kind of your vintage defense there.
Yeah, Pearl Brown sets that tone and does such a great job. And she did a great job on the boards tonight, too. So she was our team MVP just because of that defense and that tone setting she sets for our defense. And that's what kept us in it when we were having struggles shooting early. We kept our clamps on defensively, and I really like our complete game on the defensive end of the floor.
And Pearl had to battle a little bit of foul trouble tonight, which was unusual, but talk about some of the girls that maybe stepped up behind her to keep that defense going.
Yeah, Ava Carlson did a great job fronting Foster in the post. She's so athletic. I mean, I know she's given up 6 or 7 inches, but she did a great job, and then great job turning around and getting rebounds. I thought we limited Foster on the boards quite a bit. And then our pressure from, you know, Braylon Birmingham, Bailey, Hannah Overholzer, they did a great job when Pearl was in foul trouble, still applying pressure to those guards.
So it's a full week this week. You got two games in on the road. Always good to win two Little Hawkeye Conference road games.
Yeah, great response after the loss to DCG. Liked our effort all week at practice, and not much time to rest. We got to come back and play a tough Carlisle team on Monday at home, and then Ames on Tuesday at home. So not much time to enjoy this one. We'll enjoy it for a few hours and then get back to work.
Sounds good, Coach. That's Norwalk girls basketball coach Joe Sigrist after a big win at Oski tonight. Thanks for your time. We'll see you next week.
Thanks a lot, Mike.